heartbreak and grief and despair and anger, and those lives are changed forever. This isn't something that you just kind of get over or work through. It's forever, and my heart breaks and goes out to those families of the students that were killed, of the students that are injured, of the adults, of the community. All of us are feeling the pain, but for those impacted, this is forever, and my heart breaks for them.
We have had so many of these over the years. We go back to Columbine and how the nation and our leaders promised to fix what was broken then, whether it was mental health or gun control. But here we go after so many more of these mass shootings. Tell us what your organization, Sandy Hook Promise, does to try to end gun violence.
So we wanted to see if there was something that hadn't been touched before by other organizations doing good work in this space. And we do focus on mental health, and we do focus on policy, and we do focus on upstream violence prevention. But one of the key takeaways that we build a lot of our work on is that there are always warning signs. I can't think of a single incident where somebody just got up one morning and decided to carry out a mass shooting. We heard the chief investigator, I think, in the case there coming out of this tragedy, saying that this was a typical pathway. And we know that to be true from our research, that there are warning signs along the way, and this particular case is no different. And so that we build our work around that, in that those warning signs all represent opportunities to intervene. And so we have free programs that we bring to schools and communities where we train students and teachers and parents how to look for those warning signs. We call it Know the Signs, and give them the tools with which to either tell a trusted adult or get that individual connected to the help or resources that they need before it becomes a tragedy. And in with that process, students trained in our Know the Signs programs have utilized our anonymous reporting system, which is a team of crisis counselors in Miami who were able to witness those warning signs and then let the crisis center know where they were able to make an intervention, resulting in 18 planned school shooting attacks that were ready to happen that were intervened and didn't happen, along with over 1,000 youth suicides that have not happened, all because, these students and their teachers and their parents were trained in how to respond to observing those warning signs. So we're very proud of the work that we're doing at Sandy Hook Promise, and that we have a model that works. We're also working on policy around gun safety. It's heartbreaking to me when something like this happens, because I want to have our Know the Signs programs in place all over the country, all for everyone, and hopefully we can prevent more families from having to live this pain.
Mark, have you reached out? Is it common for you or your organization to reach out to families when they experience something like this? And what would you tell them at this moment?
I don't reach out directly. What I do is, thanks to visibility through a platform like yours here, I would offer to them that if I could ever be a source of comfort or solace or a shoulder to cry on or an ear to listen or a heart to be with them, I would offer that. If they want to reach out to me, I'm here for them. But all I can say is that everybody processes this devastating grief differently, and there's no wrong way to do that. And just take it a moment at a time. 13 years later, I'm still taking it a moment at a time and relying on the love of my family and the network of the community we have around us. They will probably find that folks will be reaching out wanting to help, because they don't know what to do. They want to take the pain away and they can't. So if the folks who are suffering can use any help, let those folks help you. It could be something very practical, like preparing meals for you. I know that was a help for us. Our community responded to our tragedy by organized a meal train, and a different family showed up every night at dinner time with dinner already made for us, which was a huge help. And so I would just say that just take it a moment at a time and do your best, and know that there are hearts like mine that are with you. And I will continue to work to do my best to prevent this from happening again.